It all started in Genesis 3 when Adam and Eve decided that life should be on their terms and not God's. So it's been around for a long time.
Well, and we certainly see in Genesis the tendency to blame, to not take responsibility. She made me do it. Oh, the snake made me do it. Well, you made the snake, man. Must be your fault.
Yeah, what she called the big blame fest.
That's right. That's right. And so I guess, you know, you got a good point. All of us are under that particular curse of the fall. Let's talk about parenting for a moment. Why is it a bad idea for a parent to want to make everything easy for their child in life?
Well, what we found out in the neuroscience has really backs up what the Bible says, Bill, about parenting, is that when you make things easy for the child, then the child can't do hard things. For example, think about the old story about how the mom eagle helps her kids to get out. Well, she doesn't open up that egg for them that they're inside. They have to peck their way outside. And if you open up an eagle's egg before it comes out, the baby dies, because this is the strengthening of having to peck at that egg from the inside over and over again that creates it able to walk in then and fly and forage for itself. So making things you can't make things too hard for the kid. You know, the Bible talks about don't discourage your children, but it's got to be at that sweet spot where they feel challenged, they feel pushed, they feel resourced by you and loved by you. And then all of a sudden, everything clicks in. They begin doing homework. They begin doing well in sports. They do well in church with friends. They stay away from drugs. Why? Because you push them to do difficult things. That's part of the job of parenting. Culture is not helping, Bill. When you see it all over the billboards and all over the tabloids and this sort of thing, what you see is that everything can be easy, and it's about you. And the problem is, our culture is sort of a microwave culture. There's a fast track to everything. And the problem is, personal growth, business growth, spiritual growth is not a microwave, it's an oven. And our cultures kind of take the oven out of it. And then, unfortunately, the church then gets infected with it, because then all of a sudden, I've got a lot of pastor friends, and our pastors feel sort of pressured to create an entertainment church instead of a participative church. So, you know, you got to have lots of great talks and, you know, great music and this sort of thing to keep the people entertained, as opposed to, well, there was something that really challenged me today. So we're getting set up on this by forces all over us.